Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. What you may or may not know about me is that I'm a professional singer. I'm a professional artist. And one of the things I love about performing is the connection on stage, is the connection with people, the connection with my band, the connection to creating beautiful music. Well, also, the thing that comes along with being a professional artist is the art of practice. Now, I don't know about other musicians, but for me, practice is usually one of my least favorite things. I mean, seriously, a lot of times it's like, you know, sitting there trying to learn words, sitting there trying to learn notes for something, sitting there just trying to learn, get better. I had a friend of mine who's a professional artist say one time that, you know, during practice, if you're not messing up and if you're not stretching and if you're not, you know, challenging yourself to do something different, you're doing it wrong. The reason that you want to keep practicing as an artist, as a professional musician, is so that you continue to grow, so that you continue to get better. In fact, the time that you spend every single day practicing as a musician, you realize that it is compounding, so that by the time that you show up on a stage somewhere, that you are able to perform at your best. But here's the thing, when you're in the middle of practicing sometimes, when you're just in the middle of like banging out notes or learning lyrics or even songwriting or whatever it is, you don't always have that sense of I'm doing these things so that when these gifts are called out of me, when it's time to perform, that I know what I'm supposed to do, that I know what's gonna happen. And a lot of times, that's what happens when it comes to cultural diversity work. We don't always realize that the everyday, every week practice that we decide to do for cultural diversity work is actually compounding. It's compounding good. It's compounding practice so that when we get to the point where we have to speak about the vision of our company or our organization, we have to speak about the desire and the mission of our team, that we will know exactly what to say. Many times we can lose our courage, we can lose our confidence a lot of times simply because we will not choose as leaders to put in the practice beforehand of diversity work. Oftentimes it feels really uncomfortable to work on your communication. It can be really uncomfortable to have to sit and listen to stories. It can be really uncomfortable to actually practice what it is that you're going to say to your organization, or even saying it over and over and over again. But here's what I want to let you know today, is that everything that you choose to do every week, every day, however often you choose it, that leans into the area of cultural diversity work, you have to remember that this is compounding good, that this is compounding practice, that it will pay off, but you are establishing new habits and a new culture at work, in your organization, in your faith community, whatever it is. This is what it takes to change the culture and to see the results that you long to see for cultural diversity work. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at NikkiLerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.